今天我们要一同看一段比较短的经文。
Our scripture reading today is shorter than usual.
腓立比书第三章从第十二节我们一同要看完到第十六节。
The book of Philippians, chapter 3, verses 12 to 16.
腓立比书第三章十二节到第十六节，我还是用中文来读。
Philippians chapter 3, verses 12 to 16, we'll read in Chinese.
这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，对不起，我不是已经得着了，已经完全了。我乃是竭力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前的，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面召我来得的奖赏。所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。前面保罗给我们讲他生活中追求的目标。
We have already spoken about the goals which Paul pursued in his life.
他说为了认识主耶稣，他把一切都放弃了。
He said that because of knowing Christ, he has given up every other thing.
他过去认为极宝贵的那些个功劳
，whereas the things he treasured before，
那些个靠着律法所成就的事情
，all those things accomplished through legalism，
那些个事情在属灵的生命上没什么价值
，all those things has little value in spiritual matters。
所以他说，我为了主耶稣的缘故，就丢弃了这一切。
Therefore he said, because of Christ.I'm willing to forsake all these things.
但是他这样讲了，也许会给人有这种错误的观念。
I think sometimes when Paul say, make this statement, maybe sometimes people are mistaken.
既然这些事情都不要紧，那我们的就可以随便来生活了。
Since that all these things are unimportant, then we can make our life a very easy life.
我们不是靠着任何守律法的行为来得救。
We're not saved by any kind of legal matters or ways.
我们也不是追求那些方面的表现。
We're not pursuing after the manifestations in those areas.
我们要的就是认识主耶稣就够了。
What we need is to know Christ, and that is sufficient.
因此我们可以随便怎么样来生活了。
Since this is the case, then we can live a loose life where whatever we want.
保罗在这段经文里面就提醒我们说不是如此。
And here Paul reminded us it is not this way.
的确我们不是靠着那些个功劳或者那些行为来真正得神的喜欢。
Indeed, we are not saved by our merits or by our conducts to please God.
但是在生活中如果要能够成为一个有力的见证，我们还不能够不继续的追求。
But if we can be a true testimony in our daily lives, that is something we should pursue.
因此我们应该继续不断地向前面去追求。
Therefore, we should continue to press forward.
而且追求的这个目标保罗给我们定得非常的高。
What's more, Paul has set a very high standard as our goal.
我们要追求的不是说我想得着什么。
What we're pursuing after is not something we want to gain.
我们要追求基督耶稣所以得着我的。
We want to pursue after what Christ wanted to get from us.
换句话说，我们要追求达到基督在我身上的那个期望。
In other words, we should pursue after the thing which Christ wanted to accomplish in us.
这是一个最高的目标。
This is the highest goal.
得到生活中真正完全的那个地步。
To accomplish perfection in our life.
正如同马太福音在登山宝训里面告诉我们说，你们要完全像你们在天上的父完全一样。
In the same as the teaching in the Beatitudes in the Gospel of Matthew, when Jesus said, you should be perfect, even as my Father is perfect.
但是讲到完全这个问题呢，保罗这里 给我们详细的来解释了。
And when we talk about this topic of perfection, Paul has some detailed teaching for us.
我们可以看一看保罗给我们讲，我们应当怎么样追求这样生活上的完全。
Let us look at how Paul exhorted us to pursue after perfection.
首先，保罗讲到在生活中圣洁上面的完全。
First, Paul tells us perfection in the holiness of life.
在生活中达到神所盼望我们达到的那个标准。
That we can achieve the goal which God has set for us in our lives.
保罗在这方面已经用了几十年在追求了。
Paul has pursued after this goal for scores of years.
经过这样灵里面挣扎的经验以后
After the struggle, the experience in the spirit.
经过他在主面前一定很深的思想过这个问题以后
After the deep meditation in the Lord.
保罗这里得到一个结论说我不是说我已经得着了我已经完全了。
Paul finally came to this conclusion. He said, not though I had already attained.
保罗这里给我们一个极重要的教训。
Here, Paul is telling us a very important teaching.
生活上的圣洁是我们追求的目标。
The holiness in life is the goal of our pursuit.
但是生活上的圣洁在这个肉体之中永远也不能够百分之百的得到。
But as long as we live in this blood, flesh and blood body, we cannot attain this goal in 100%.
如果我们能够有一天觉得我们达到了
If one day we feel that we have achieved,
那我们就不必再继续的追求了
Then we no longer need to pursue anymore.
但是保罗说不可能的
But Paul said it is impossible.
这段经文呢他用他自己的见证来给我们解释
He is telling us with his own testimony through the scripture.
他自己说他经过那么多年的追求他没有得着还没有完全。
He tells us himself that after these years of pursuing, he still have not attained it.
在别的地方的经文保罗更详细地给我们解释。
In other places of the scripture, Paul tells us in more detail.
特别是在罗马书第七章。
Especially in the seventh chapter of Romans.
当然那段经文有很多人有不同的解释。
But of course, there are different interpretations of that portion of scripture.
到底那段经文是保罗得救以前的经验还是得救以后的经验呢
?Whether it is an experience before or after Paul's conversion.
但是保罗那里所用的很多的词句都不可能是讲他得救以前的经验。
According to the text, many of the sentences suggest that it was impossible that he had this experience before conversion.
因为那里他讲到他愿意做神的旨意。
Because in the scripture he said he is willing to do God's will.
因为那里他讲到他要寻求去顺服神。
He said he wants to search after the obedience of God.
寻求生活上的好处或者世人可以做到。
The secular people may be able to seek after worldly gain.
但是要寻求能够完全顺服神的旨意。
But to seek after the total obedience of God's will.
在生活中得神的喜欢。
To please God in daily life.
这个一个没有得救的人恐怕不会有这种心愿。
I do not think an unregenerated person have this kind of desire.
所以我觉得那段经文很显然的是讲保罗得救以后的经验。
I believe very obviously,That portion of the scripture refers to Paul's experience after conversion.
而且在前面罗马书第七章的前几节呢特别讲出来。
Especially in the first few verses in Romans 7.
这个是保罗在灵里边有了很大的长进以后的经验。
It is something that a record of the experience after Paul's spiritual growth.
在那个时候保罗说我所愿意的善我不去做我所不愿意的恶我倒去做。
At that time, Paul said, the thing that I ought to do, I did not do. The thing that I ought not to do, however, I did it.
如果我做的是我所不愿意做的。
If I do the things that I am not willing to do,
那就不是我做的了。
Then it is not me who did it.
是在我里边的罪做的。
It is a sin that, which is within me who did it.
经过几十年灵里边的追求它里边还有罪存在。
After years of pursuing, he still have sins inside.
因此在罗马书第六章保罗才教训我们说呀。
Therefore in Romans chapter 6, Paul taught us.
我们应当使我们的罪身灭绝。
We should annihilate the root of our sin.
那个字，我特别提出这个字来。
I especially take this word.
因为这个字很容易被误会。
It's very easy to be misunderstood of this word.
我们中文翻作灭绝那个字呢，意思就是把它完全的毁坏，完全除掉。
In the Chinese translation, we translate it something like this, to destroy.
但是原来那个字不是指使罪身灭绝呀。
But the original word does not have the exact meaning.
意思乃是说叫它不能发生作用。
The meaning of the original word is to make it impotent, to make it inoperable.
比方说把一个坏人锁在监牢里边。
For instance, we lock up a evil person in the jail.
使他不能够叫他任意的去作恶。
So we make him inoperable of his evil deeds.
这里就是保罗讲到叫我们的罪对我们罪身的方法。
In the same expression, Paul referred to our evil inside.
我们里面还有那个罪存在，但是我们的责任是叫他不再任意的发生作用。
Although we still have the sin inside of us, but we can make it inoperable.
保罗说，我们这个罪的根性啊，在世上要永远和我们同在。
Paul was referring to that this root, this nature of sin will stay with us as long as we have this body.
不单保罗给我们做这样的经验。
Not only Paul testified to us this experience.
我们自己的生活也很清楚地给我们这个见证。
I think our own individual lives also testify to the same thing.
今天在这里在座的弟兄姊妹，我相信我们都有过这样追求的心。
I think each one of us here, we have sometime before have this desire to pursue.
我们也许今天仍在继续的追求。
Today, many of us are still in the process of pursuing.
在我们生活里面，我们愿意完完全全的得神的喜欢。
In our life, we want to be totally pleasing to God.
愿意我们的生活能够成为一个完完全全神可以使用的人。
We want our life to be someone that God can totally use.
我们在主面前这样的求。
We plead to God like this.
我相信我们没有一个人求的时候是存着一个虚假的心。
I don't believe any one of us while we are pleading to God with a false heart.
但是我们求了，就很多时候还发现我们里边有神所不喜欢的事情。
And yet, after we pleaded to God, many times we still have the things inside of us which is not pleasing to God.
我们自己失败的那些个见证。
All the instances of our failures
就证明保罗这里所讲的这个真理
proves what Paul taught here is right.
我们在这个地上不能得到百分之百完全的地步。
While we are living in this world, we cannot attain to a 100% perfection.
但是困难是啊，我们没有达到那完全的地步，很多时候我们还没有认出来我们是不完全。
The problem is, although we cannot attain 100% perfection, but we do not recognize this fact.
今天我们需要重新的对我们自己有一个估价。
Today we should have a brand new self-appraisal.
知道我们到底真正在灵里边那个弱点还存在什么地方。
We should have a clear understanding just where is our spiritual weakness located.
什么时候我们不知道我们的软弱，我们在那个地方不知道怎么对付了就。
Whenever we do not know where our weakness is, we do not know how to deal with it.
但是我们如果认清楚了我那个弱点在什么地方。
But when we recognize the exact spot of our weakness,
甚至于在主的面前，在人的面前能够很清楚地承认出来。
And to a degree that we can confess it before God and before man.
我们就知道在什么地方着手来对付自己的需要。
And then we'll know how to begin to deal with this need.
我们如果有这么样的一个认识了，这么样的追求了。
If we have this kind of knowledge, knowing and pursue.
那我们就能够继续不断的努力在这方面来对付。
And then we can continue to strive forward.
保罗这里就给我们有这么一个见证。
And Paul here gave us his testimony.
我知道我的失败，他说。
He said, I know my failures.
他说我知道我的软弱。
He said, I know my weakness.
但是我知道更重要的一件事情啊。
But he said, I know one more important thing.
就是忘记背后，努力面前的。
That I forget about the things which are behind and press toward the things which is in front.
向着那个标杆直跑。
That I'll press toward the mark.
那么这个标杆是什么呢？
What is the mark?
保罗说，这就是基督从上面召我来得的奖赏。
Paul said this mark means the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ.
也就是十二节末了所讲的这句话。
It is the last sentence of verse 12.
得着基督耶稣，所以得着我的。
That I may apprehend that for which also I am apprehended of Christ Jesus.
基督在我身上所定的那个目标。
Well, in other words, the goal that Christ has set on my life.
那个最高的那个目标。
The highest goal.
我们把那个标准如果定的是在合适的地方。
If we set the goal at the appropriate place.
我们就知道怎么样向前面去追求了。
And then we know how to press forward.
但是很多时候我们给自己定的标准太低了。
Many times we set our goal too low.
我们觉得马马虎虎就可以了。
We feel that we can do something 马马虎虎。
我已经达到这个地步了。
And, we are easily, very easily reach the goal.
我已经不错了，过得去了。
I can get by with.
我已经比别人强了。
I'm still better than somebody else.
什么时候我们把标准定在这么样的一个地步？
Anytime when we set our goal in such manner.
我们就容易得到一个自满自足的这么一种现象。
It is so easy for us to have a feeling of self-complacency.
我们在想这我们所定追求的那个标准的时候。
When we are trying to set our goal.
不要用任何其他的事情来做标准。
Do not set our goal, in reference to anything else.
不要用人来做标准。
Do not set our goal according to man.
永远我们不用和把自己和别人的生活来比。
We do not need to compare ourselves with any other human beings.
如果我跟别人比的话，我很容易找到一些个比我不如的人。
If I compare myself with another person, I can easily find some persons which is, not as far as me.
不论我多么不好，我总能够找到一些个比我不好一点的。
No matter how undone I am, I can still find some worse person than myself.
我总可以说我比他强一点了。
I can still say I'm a little better than him.
我容易自己这么样养成自己这种错误的态度。
I can very easily cultivate a false idea.
不但我们不能和别人比，我们都不能和自己比。
Not only we can't compare with others, we couldn't even compare with ourselves.
虽然圣经上保罗有时候告诉我们说应当继续向前有进步。
And although Paul said from the scripture that we should continue to improve.
我们今天的生活应当比过去好一点。
Our life today should be better than before.
我们应当有继续不断的长进。
We should have a continual growth.
但是不应当用这个来衡量我们的生活。
But we should not measure our life with this situation.
如果我和自己比的话。
If I compare myself with myself.
今天我比昨天好了一点。
I am a little better than yesterday.
或者比去年好了一点。
A little better than last year.
我生活可以很满意了。
I feel very, very satisfied.
我甚至于有一种骄傲的表现。
Even to a degree that I may feel proud of myself.
但是如果我发现今天还不如昨天。
If I discover that I'm worse than yesterday.
或者比去年更不好。
Worse than last year.
那也许我会失望了。
Maybe I'll become disillusioned.
为什么我现在的生活越来越不好呢？
Why I'm getting worse and worse all the time.
如果我们这么做呢，就是把那个目标看错了地方。
If we compare in this way, then we have made the wrong goal.
保罗说我们在追求的时候把眼睛放对了方向应该。
Paul said, when we are pressing forward, we should set our eyes to the right direction.
看在神所给我们立的那个标准上面。
We should set our eyes on the goal which God has set for us.
神叫我们达到他所定的那个完全。
God wants us to press forward to attain the perfection which he has set for us.
那我们如果得不到那个完全，我们永远也不满足。
If we do not achieve that perfection, we can never be satisfied.
但是这个不满足不会叫我们灰心。
But this dissatisfaction cannot lead to disillusionment.
我们一直的向着那个标杆走。
As we press toward forward to the mark.
因此我们在主面前需要认识主要我们达到的那个可能的标准是什么。
Therefore, we should recognize very clearly what is the mark that he set for us.
然后我们就按那个标杆继续不断的前进。
And then we'll continue to press forward toward that mark.
不要在一个马马虎虎的生活上面来满足。
Do not be satisfied with a kind of a wishy-washy Christian life.
不要说我过得去就算了。
Do not do enough just to get by.
不要说我在人面前没有什么大的毛病就可以了。
Do not feel satisfied if you have not committed great sins.
把标准定得高高的。
We should set our goal high.
定到主所定的那个标准。
Set our goal according God's will.
然后继续不断地向前面去追求。
And then continue to press forward.
但是在这里第十五节保罗给我们讲一句很特别的教训呢。
Here in verse 15,Paul tells us a peculiar teaching.
他说所以你我们中间凡是完全人总要存这样的心。
He said, let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded.
这个很难解释了。
It's very hard to explain.
前面保罗已经一再地说了没有一个人是完全的。
And Paul has already mentioned that no one is perfect.
如果没有一个是完全的那么十五节的教训给谁讲呢？
If there is no perfection in us, then to whom verse 15 is referring to?
既然都不完全了，我们中间都是完全人的，谁是完全的呀？
Since we have no perfection among us, then who is perfect?
那么要明白保罗十五节这个教训，我们需要明白保罗用这个字的意义。
If we want to understand the teaching in verse 15, we should first understand the meaning of the word.
这个字有很多方面的用法，很多方面的意义。
This word has many different applications.
那么在这个用法呢，我们可以看一看圣经里边给我们的亮光。
In this word, we can see some light that Scripture give to us.
有好多别处的经文也用到同一个字。
There are many other places the Scripture tell us about the same thing.
我们可以把看简单的看两三节圣经。
Let us look at a few places.
在希伯来书第五章第十四节，作者对我们说
：In the book of Hebrews, chapter 5, verse 14,
唯独长大成人的才能吃干粮。
Hebrews 5:14 tell us, but strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age.
长大成人的。
The one who have attained the full age.
和腓立比书三章十五节那个完全是同一个字。
This word full age is the same word with the word perfection in Philippians 3:15.
哥林多前书第十四章。
And then if we come to 1 Corinthians chapter 14,
哥林多前书第十四章第二十节
First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 20
弟兄们在心智上不要做小孩子然而在恶事上要做婴孩在心智上总要做大人
Verse 20 Brethren be not children in understanding howbeit in malice be ye children but in understanding be men
在心智上做大人的那个大人就和这里的完全是同一个字。
The word man is also the same word.
在以弗所书第四章。
And then in Ephesians chapter 4,
以弗所书第四章第十三节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 13,
保罗说只等到我们众人在真道上同归于一认识神的儿子得以长大成人满有基督长成的身量。
Verse 13, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ.
这里翻作长大成人，英文用的就是那个完全人。
And here the word perfect man, is the same word again.
所以我们如果把这些经文合起来看呢?
So if we put all these words together,
我们发现这里讲到长大成人或者完全呢是指着成熟的那个意思。
So we can see the words unto a full stature of be a man. All this imply the meaning of maturity.
我们需要长大成人需要做一个成熟的人。
We need to grow up. We need to be matured.
不要再做婴孩了。
We no longer should be children.
我们中间的完全人是我们中间那些个成熟的人。
So actually the word perfection here, the perfect people here means the mature people.
那么这个成熟是指着哪一方面呢?
When we speak about maturity, to which area?
还是在第十五节的末了给我们讲说。
Again, at the latter part of verse 15.
若在什么事上存别样的心,神也必以此指示你们。
And if in anything ye be otherwise minded,God shall reveal even this unto you.
这个地方英文用那个字用得很清楚啊。
And here the English word is very, very clear.
我们翻作指示，原文的意思就是启示。
And when we say, to let you know here, the original word is to reveal to you.
这个字实际上和圣经里面很多地方讲到神的启示都是一个字。
And this word is the same in many places in the scripture when God reveals things to us.
那么讲到神的启示是神启示什么呢？
When we mention about the revelation of God, what does he reveal to us?
在书信里边最基本的意义是指着神要把他的真理启示给我们知道。
The basic meaning, as mentioned in the epistles, is that God reveal his basic truth to us.
神的旨意在他的话语里边向我们启示出来了。
God will reveal His will to us through His Word.
这个是我们应当追求的那个完全。
This is the perfection we should seek after.
我们应当追求完全，是在真理上边达到成熟的地步。
We should seek after perfection, which means we should be mature in truth.
不是单单说我们会知道背一些个经文就完了。
It does not mean that merely we know how to memorize many scriptures.
我们知道真理的真正的意义是什么。
We should know the true meaning of truth.
这个是今天我们应当追求的，甚至于说应当得着的一个目标。
This is something that we should seek after and indeed we should obtain.
我们应当能够达到这个地步。
We should attain to this situation.
在真理上面达到成熟的地步。
To obtain maturity in truth.
如果我们要在真理上面达到成熟的地步啊。
If we obtain maturity in truth.
我们需要用功夫在神的话语上面。
We must spend time and energy in the word of God.
而且用神给我们所可能的最好的智力、最好的方法来明白神的话。
And to use the best wisdom and the best method that God gave to us to understand His word.
按照神所启示的旨意来明白神的话。
We will understand God's word according to the revelation of His will.
不是单单按我自己所喜欢明白的方法。
Not only to understand God by the method that I desire.
也不是说单单用那些个对我方便的方法来解释。
Does not use all the method that which is convenient to me.
我也不是单单按我喜欢的方法来解释。
Not only use the method that I personally like.
乃是按着神启示的意义。
But to use God's revealed will.
那么再一方面呢，如果在真理上面达到完全的地步。
In another area, if we want to attain perfection in truth.
不单我们应当能明白真理的启示。
Not only we should understand the revelation of the truth,
而且我们需要有一个愿意按着真理去遵行的心。
We should also have a heart and desire to act and to live according to truth.
因为在以弗所书告诉我们说，我们如果要在真道上长大成人呢。
Because the book of Ephesians tells us if we want to grow in the true word of God,
自然我们就能够长成基督的身量。
And naturally, we'll grow unto the full stature of Christ.
如果我们没有遵行的话，那么没有办法叫我们生命长成基督的身量。
If we do not are not obedient to the word, then we cannot grow to that stature.
所以我们在生活中追求这方面的目标。
So in our life, we should seek after this goal.
要长大成人。
We should grow unto full stature.
那么在这里，保罗告诉给我们有一个宝贵的应许啊。
Here Paul has given us a precious promise.
我们如果存这样的心了。
If we have this kind of mind.
我们想得到在真理上面的完全。
In seeking after the perfection of truth.
在真理上的成熟。
The maturity of truth.
如果我们真有这样的心了。
If we really have this mind and heart.
下面保罗告诉我们说。
And then Paul tells us.
若在什么事上存别样的心，神也必以此指示你们。
In the middle of verse 15. And if anything that ye be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you.
这里保罗好像用一种很客气的话来给我们解释一个错误。
Paul is here, use a little diplomatic way to explain to us a mistake.
这是神真理的标准。
This is the standard of God's truth.
你如果存别样的心是什么心呢？
If you have another mind, what kind of mind is that?
离开真理了。
You depart from the truth.
那么就是错了。
Which is wrong.
我们在有这么一个追求的心来寻求神的话的时候。
Whenever we have this desire to seek after God's word,
这就不保证说我们一定不犯错。
It does not guarantee that we make no mistakes.
热心永远也不是一个绝对的保证。
Our mere zealousness, our enthusiasm is not a guarantee.
热心如果没有真理的根据。
If enthusiasm is not based upon truth,
这个仍然有一个极大的危险。
It is a great danger.
我们可以去追求，很热心的去追求。
We can seek after with great enthusiasm.
但是我们还可能犯错。
But it is still possible we make mistakes.
我们还可能存了别样的心了。
It is still possible we have other motives.
如果我们真正有追求的心而犯了错误，怎么样呢？
What happens when we are seeking and yet make
恩典满有怜悯的神。
Our God is a God of love and mercy.
这里告诉我们说，在这样的情形之下呀，神在这件事情上会指示我们。
Here the Bible tells us if we are in this situation, God will reveal to us.
圣经上告诉我们，应许我们说，圣灵要引导我们进入真理。
The Bible tells us that the Holy Spirit will lead us unto all truth.
在我们追求的时候，如果无意之中犯了错了。
While we are seeking after God, when we unintentionally make some mistakes,
我们可以有这么样极大的一个信心，神会在这地方指示我们知道。
We have this great confidence God will let us know our mistakes.
我们有没有时候有这样的经验呢？
Do we have any such experiences?
在我们不知不觉之中，圣灵要引导我们进入真理。
Many times, inadvertently, we make some mistakes, and He let us know.
在读一段圣经的时候，我们有一个特别的亮光，一个特别的领受。
And when we are reading the word, we receive a special word, meaning and light.
但是读的时候，也许在偶然之间，我们发现了有一点不同的解释看法。
And maybe by chance, while we are reading the word, we found we have realized there is a difference of interpretation.
在那小字上是另外一个意思。
We saw some of the subtitles, the small words, small fine print in the Bible.
或者在某一个人的讲道的时候，给我们另外一个解释的方法。
Sometimes we hear a sermon which gives us a different interpretation.
或者在某一个书上，我们得到了一种另外的解释。
In other books in the Bible, we found there's another explanation.
也许这些个我们读过很多次了。
Maybe we have read about this many times.
但是这一次呢，突然神借着这个词句或者这个小字给我有一个感动。
But somehow this time, God through these words of fine print gave me inspiration.
那我或者说这个小字给我有亮光了。
Maybe I can say this fine print has inspired me.
或者某一本书给我有一个亮光。
A certain book inspired me.
但是实际上那个就可能是圣灵在我们里边启示的工作。
In fact, as a reality, maybe that is the work of the Holy Spirit in us.
如果我们存这样的心，
if we have this kind of mind,
而犯了一些个不是故意的错误，
and yet sometimes we commit some unintentional mistakes,
神在这个地方会指示我们。
God, through His mercy, will reveal.
这是一个多么宝贵的恩赐。
What a precious promise it is.
所以我们如果认清楚那个目标，在神的面前追求的时候，我们可以在这方面很放心。
And so when we set our goal according to His will and seek after it, we have the full confidence.
但是我们却不可以好像自己有一个很强的成见，说我一定要来怎么样解释圣经。
We'll try to avoid a strong self-opinion on the scripture interpretation.
然后保罗再一次末了提醒我们说呀。
And finally, Paul reminded us,
单单这么样追求真理的知识还不够。
The simple seeking after the knowledge of truth is still not enough.
我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
All of us who are perfect, we should have this kind of mind.
我们这么样去追求真理了。
We are seeking after truth.
在第十六节保罗说，
In verse 16, Paul said,
然而我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步行。
Let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing.
我们达到什么地步？
Whatever we have attained.
那么前面说我们追求完全了。
And in the former place, tell us that we are Seeking after perfection.
那么这个得达到什么地步呢？当然指着追求完全的事达到了什么地步。
It was referring to in the process of our seeking after the perfection.
我们在这样的工作上面达到什么地步了？
And in this particular thing, we attain to a certain degree of perfection.
保罗说，我们就当照着什么地步行。
And Paul said, we will act likewise.
这是在真理和生命上长进的那个步骤。
This is the step of growth of life and truth.
真理上追求一件事情。
To seek after truth is one thing.
达到一个地步。
We attain to a certain degree.
这个地步是新的亮光。
This is a new life.
新的领受。
A new understanding.
得到这个地方以后呢，我们的生活就当照着这个地步去行。
When our understanding reaches to this degree, our lives should be conformable to it.
等我们生活达到这个地步了。
When our lives have conformed, attained to the same situation.
等我们继续不断再追求真理的时候。
And then we'll continue to seek after truth.
我们属灵的生命应该再跟着真理的领受去行。
And then our spiritual life will again try to conform with our knowledge.
如果我们真理的领受达到了一个地步
On the contrary, if our knowledge of truth has attained to a certain degree,
而生活不肯跟着那个领受去行
And yet, we are unwilling to conform our life to that degree,
我们还想真理继续的追求啊
And yet, we still want to press further on our understanding of truth.
神可能不再启示给我们有更深的真理了。
It is very possible that God will no longer give us higher revelation of truth.
真理的领受和实际的生活脱了节。
Because our understanding of truth and our actual life is separated.
那么样，真理的知识对我们的生活没有帮助了。
In this way, the knowledge of truth is not helpful to our lives.
这是一个极宝贵的应许。
This is a precious promise.
但是却是一个极重要的警惕。
It is also a solemn warning.
因为我们不能够单单为了满足自己的知道的欲望来追求真理。
We seek after truth not just to fulfill our own desire of truth.
因为你如果领受这个新的真理，你在神的面前就有一个责任。要来按着你所领受的去遵行。
Because whenever we receive the knowledge of truth, we have a responsibility to apply that to our real life.
耶稣说，多给谁就向谁多取。
And Jesus said, whosoever receive much or giveth much, and much is required.
这个主耶稣责备法利赛人的时候，说他们是瞎眼的。
When Christ rebuked the Pharisees, he said they were blind.
然后主耶稣对他们说
And then Christ said to them,
你们如果真的瞎眼就好了。
I wish that you are real blind.
那意思就是说你们如果在这个肉体上瞎眼或者更好。
Which means if you are blind in the flesh, maybe it is better.
为什么呢
Why?
因为你在肉体上如果瞎眼你不会领受这些真理了。
If you are blind in the flesh, then you will not receive this truth.
那么你不领受，你就得少负一个责任了。
If you have not received this truth, you have one less responsibility.
但是你们现在也听见了，也看见了。
But now that you have heard and you have seen,
而你们不按的去遵行
，and yet you do not do it according to the truth.
你们受的责备要更重。
Therefore, you will receive more punishment.
我们在主面前有机会领受真理。
We have the opportunity to receive truth from Christ.
在这里，我们有机会。比方说讨论到整个美洲华人福音工作的需要。
Here we have the opportunity to discuss together about the entire, enterprise of the gospel in North America to the Chinese.
很多基督徒不论在什么地方他们都没有这样的知识不知道这个情形。
Many Christians in many parts of the world, they do not have such opportunity nor knowledge.
我们今天有这个机会领受了。
Today we have this opportunity.
随着这个领受，我们在主面前就领受了一个责任。
Together with this opportunity, we have all also received from God a new responsibility.
那我应当问一问，我应当怎么行
？Then we can ask this question: How are we going to do?
如果我们领受了而不去遵行
If we have received and yet not do it, 我们也许负的责任要更重。Then we shall bear more consequence.
我们到了什么地步，就当照着什么地步去行。
What degree we have attained, we should live according to that degree.
求神给我们心里面这种渴望。
May God give us this desire.
要追求做完全人。
To seek after to be a perfect man.
在真理的领受上面达到成熟的地步。
To attain maturity in the understanding of truth.
但是当我们有了领受的时候，我们要小心。
But when we receive this understanding, we should be very careful.
求主给我们有一个愿意照着遵行的心。
May God also give us a willingness to live our life accordingly.
我们的生活才能够成为神可以赐福的器皿。
Only in this way our lives can be a vessel blessed by God.